Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. What's up, balcony? My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Bumbershoot Arts and Music Festival in downtown Seattle, Washington, on Saturday, September 1st, 2 Oceans 12, at 4:20, almost. It's almost 4:20. Let me see your name tag, Seattle. Do you got name tags? Oh, my goodness. That guy's got a Jeff Loves Boobies. There's a gentleman with a magic eight ball. And by that, I mean drugs. And we got a Max to the Future. Somebody with a hat. I love it. Thank you, guys. Thank you for bringing those. And we'll get to those a little later in the program. If you're someone that's attending Bumbershoot and just decided to come see a comedy show and are wondering why everybody has name tags, it's because it's a thing that happens on the podcast. We play a game, and people in the audience will have a chance to win prizes. Since last I spoke and you listened, I saw Jesse and Celeste Forever. Or was it Celeste and Jesse Forever? Whatever it is, it's enjoyable, but perfect for the small screen, if you know what I'm saying. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Future guest Daniel Kino, at Daniel Kino on Twitter, wrote, get off my lawn. And then it says, Clint Eastwood talking to a lawn chair. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. And I have to say, before bringing the guests out, thank you for coming indoors on this beautiful day, Seattle. 41st day in a row with no rain. Yeah. The rain is the only thing that I don't like about this town. So if you guys keep this shit up, you may have a new resident in me. Yeah, you may have, people may live inside of me here in Seattle. Only 11 days to break the record. Let's do this. My guests today are not the five living presidents of this country. Wouldn't it be funny if I just talked to five empty chairs? So what do you think of Clint Eastwood's new movie? Does it look good to you, President Carter? There's five living presidents, right? I got the math right on that. Let's take a look in the prize bag. We've got CDs from some of your favorites. Lots of great comics performing here at Bumbershoot all weekend long. We got one of the guests brought something. I don't think he has anything to do with it, but he brought something called Fatale, book one, Death Chases Me. And it's, it's like a graphic novel situation going on. And then you got my two of my CDs, Smug Life and Professional Humoridian. Got a Freak Dance sticker. We got Normzy, who's a regular guest at the shows whenever I perform in the great Pacific Northwest. He contributed some Bumbershoot drink tickets. So that was nice of him to do that. And then, of course, we also have a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt signed by one of the guests who didn't know that he was supposed to bring something, because that's what happens when you get great guests at the last minute. And but I think this is going to be a lot of fun. All of these people are participating in Bumbershoot, mostly in comedy, but you'll see what I mean when I say mostly. And please welcome to the stage, old friends and new, Brian Posehn, Jen Kirkman, Kumail Nanjiani, Kurt Braunholzer, and Ken Jennings. What a terrific group. Holy crap.
What a terrific crowd.
Yeah, turn it back on them. Jen Kirkman's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. What's your favorite Clint Eastwood movie, Jen?
The one where he shoots the dog in the backyard, Old Yeller. Was he in that? I like that one.
I don't think he was.
Do you know who Clint Eastwood is? You know who Clint Eastwood is?
Do you think Clint Eastwood's a dog?
I like the one where he coached the girl that went to the boxing.
Okay.
Million Dollar Baby.
It's an actual movie.
I didn't see it, but I heard he was great.
I like when he shoots her in the head. Oh, no, wait.
It's so sad. That's such a sad moment.
Sometimes you got to put him down, I guess.
Okay, so let's go down the line here. Brian Posehn is there on the end, ladies and gentlemen. A.K.A. Also known as My Giant. I like to call him My Giant. And
you're Billy Crystal?
No, I think we should do My Giant.
You got the short end of the stick in that one.
We should do My Giant, too.
We should.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Are there any bands, Brian? You love music. Are there any bands you're excited to see here at Bumbershoot
this
weekend?
Yeah, I'm missing Prong for you fuckers. So.
What?
Hope you enjoy.
Prong is on right now?
Yeah, Black Breath was just on, which I dig them too. Yeah. Yeah. And then somebody else metal after Prong. But.
Oh, I think you're thinking of Tony Bennett.
Oh, I Hate God. I Hate God, but it's spelled E-Y-E. Hate God.
Oh, okay. That fixes it, I guess.
Yeah. If you're Christian, it takes you a minute to get mad at them. Like, wait a second. I see God in there. Damn it. The Christians don't say damn it when they're mad, do they?
Kurt Braunohler is here, everybody.
Happy to be here.
Host of the IFC game show Bunk.
That is correct.
Yeah, and now, were you excited to find out today that you'll be going head-to-head against one of the greatest game show competitors of all time, Kumail Nanjiani, who is sitting next to you?
I feel like you're mocking me, but I don't really get it.
You were a good contestant on Bunk, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was on Bunk.
I've just been shit on this show. You've always ruined the game.
Well, that'll be especially easy for you to do tonight, considering the level of competition we have on the stage. Because Ken Jennings is here, everybody. greatest, what's the official title? The greatest champion of Jeopardy of all time?
Of anything. Actually.
The best it's one?
Not just Jeopardy, like literally the greatest of all kinds of champions.
Yeah.
I feel like I could take you on Street Fighter right now.
I get Ken.
All right. Fair, already right? I know you're going to lose.
Wow.
And Brian could probably take you in like a pie eating contest.
Aww.
I think my giant two is like off the rails.
I can take you in being paler.
It's pretty close. It's
yeah.
Amazingly close.
It's amazing.
Yeah, oh my God.
Two K's, two gingers, two game shows. Hello.
Dun dun dun.
I could just take you because I got guns.
Wow, those are nice.
Physically very strong.
Good stuff.
Yeah, can hurt people.
What flavor pie would you pick, Brian?
What the fuck?
When did I become the go-to fatty? Like,
go-to fatty?
No, you're bigger than everybody this way. Taller.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, tall people.
So you can eat a lot of pies.
Tall people can eat a lot of pies.
You know the stereotype of pies.
Yeah.
You know tall people
pies.
Love pies.
Vertically, I can fit a lot of pies into me.
Yeah, just
how we measure.
Just stack them up. Physics
just
wise.
Stack them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
look at how many pies he has taught
us. Crank my mouth open and then shove them in. Yeah.
Like a python.
And he's not making fun of you, buddy.
You got a dog in there?
Clint Eastwood!
That's where Old Yeller went.
There's probably some pie in there right now.
Yeah. Does stuff stay in from 2 days ago? I forget how the body works.
Yeah.
Elvis had 50 pounds of shit in his system when
no,
he died.
No, that's John Christ. Wayne.
Oh, well, you could have, I think you can have stuff in there for a while.
Why do we have to go to shit? We're talking, where pies was pretty.
Well, it's in your intestines. It makes you.
What kind of pie was it, Brian?
Marie Callender's chocolate pie. chocolate cream pie.
You don't have to sound fat.
Is the pie trying to get out? The pie's doing the talking?
Jen Kirkman is here, and she brought,
Oh, thanks.
She brought two of her CDs, Self-Help and Hail to the Freaks. And and Brian Posehn brought his CD, Fart and Wiener Jokes. Yeah. And I got Ken Jennings to sign the Douglas Movies T-shirt, and
I was not told this was like a swap meet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. You don't. You also don't. You know, it's mostly so people can plug their own stuff. It's a nice way to.
I like to plug my stuff.
What kind of stuff?
What the hell?
What kind of stuff do you give away when you do a personal appearance somewhere?
I don't. Nobody wants a game show champion at their mall opening or whatever. But if they did, man, I got cool stuff. I got like bobbleheads and. I'm an author now. I could have signed you a book.
A book. That would have worked.
I have love to give. But.
A book would have worked, but, you know.
What's your book called?
Yeah.
All the Answers.
No, All the Questions.
Oh. Whoa.
All right.
Still funny.
You're dismissed, Camille.
Later.
You can leave. When somebody gets a big laugh, I figure.
You get dismissed.
I am phoning in the rest of the show.
Okay. If you think you can pull it off.
What is the book called?
It's called Maphead. It's about geography nerds. Thank you for the chance to plug my book, Kamau.
Yeah.
Got any geography nerds in the house?
Let's hear it for geography. Yeah. Woo!
I didn't even know that was a type of nerd.
I think everything's a nerd now. I like
Where's
breathing.
Your
breathing nerds.
I'm a real football nerd.
Yeah.
I'm a real nerd for beating up nerds.
I am such a hunting nerd.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd about hunting.
I'm a real dunking nerd.
I'm into having contests with my friends who can fuck the ugliest chick nerd. I'm that kind of nerd.
Who can,
nerd.
You win if you fuck the ugliest woman.
Yeah. Like, I think it's called Dogfight. It was also a movie.
There's a movie?
Hey, don't get mad at me. I didn't make it up.
They turned it into a musical, too. I'm serious.
Where they had
she
to fuck...
She's ugly. What
Lily,
do I do?
Lily What's-Her-Fuck.
Lily What's-Her-Fuck.
Yes,
Lily Taylor was
Lily
in the
Taylor.
Movie with
and River Phoenix.
Yeah.
God bless.
Did River Phoenix play the ugliest girl?
Clint Eastwood took him out back and shot him at the end for his disrespect to women.
What do you think, Brian, about anything, just anything to get me out of whatever that was?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But do you have a favorite Clint Eastwood movie? Because I'm sure you like more than a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I like all the Dirty Harry ones. And fucking The Gauntlet, I can watch once a year. Because that movie is ridiculous, but also awesome.
I feel like that is not that often, where you're like, it's so awesome, I could watch it once a year.
But it's been out 30 years, so that means 30 times or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
So it's called Fucking the Gauntlet? I'm not familiar with it.
No, I'm bad at fucking talking, so I say fuck a lot.
I do too.
It's just called The Gauntlet.
Yeah, and he just has to get through a gauntlet, right?
Yeah, and Sandra Locke's all annoying, and...
Is it like a sci-fi kind of...
She gets raped by comical bikers.
That does not seem like
a very... it's not funny when they rape her.
When does it get funny?
Most of the time.
They're funny until
When the orangutan punches them, that's when... Oh, that's something different.
What the hell movie is this?
I gotta see this movie.
No, but you know, do you have any love for The Gauntlet? Like the way they blow up, they shoot buildings till they fall over. Literally, just with bullets.
Is it like a post-apocalyptic kind of thing?
They'll just shoot a building till it just falls apart.
Yeah, they've got to get a bus
twice.
Through a gauntlet. Well,
but first, he's in a house with Sandra Bullock and or Sandra Locke, different Sandra, and they have to go.
No,
you know,
with Sandra Bullock, Clint Eastwood is living in the lake house, and they live about a year apart from each other.
Right.
It's a romance.
The house gets riddled with bullets, and then they go underneath and crawl out, and then the house actually collapses from bullets, which I don't think has ever happened in real life.
You wish that like the bridge in Bridges of Madison County would have collapsed, and then those two would have never met. What about In the Line of Fire? Is a good Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh yeah,
right. John Malkovich, pretty scary in that.
He's got the plastic gun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made out of wood or whatever?
Yeah, it's the plastic gun that's made out of wood.
Yeah. He's got a sneaky wooden plastic gun.
It's the rarest kind of plastic gun.
Sneaks in there.
One that's made entirely of wood. The Unforgiven is amazing. That's one of
his... That's a fantastic movie.
That's a great movie.
And the aforementioned Million Dollar Baby's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those...
Is there one he's just racist and yelling that just came out?
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Yeah, it was called the RNC.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to... I was so afraid he was going to say a line from that movie.
My mother-in-law is racist and we call her Gran Torino.
Thank you, Brian. You can go...
How is she racist? Like, who's she racist against?
What you don't want to know.
All right, I think I have a pretty good idea now.
Does anyone hunger for games? We're on a super tight schedule here at the Bagley Wright because this show's only an hour. Yeah, and then they take a little break, and then there'll be another show. You guys going to see lots of comedy shows this weekend? Yeah. In this theater, I think Paul F. Tompkins' show is the next thing.
Yeah, with Jen.
And Kumail will both be in it, so since you've seen this, you don't have to bother with that.
It'll be different material. Different material.
Yeah, different movies, we're going to guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll be great. And and I'm doing Benson Interruption on Monday night at 8 o'clock. Over in the Intimon, and I'll try to get as many of these characters to participate as I possibly can. But now we gotta play some games, because that's what we do here on Doug Loves Movies. And I'm going to start with How Much Did This Shit Make? It's a fun new game where each of you is going to go down the line, Price is Right style, and guess... Jen's already into it.
She was talking about Price is Right earlier.
There is no Showcase Showdown, though. You don't proceed to that if you win this.
I want a dinette set. It's okay. Forget it.
You need a dinette set?
I need a dinette set, yeah.
The object is to guess how much a movie made without going over at the United States box office, according to Box Office Mojo. And... we'll start with...
Total or opening weekend? Or
total. Total during its theatrical run. And this is fucking hilarious. I never bothered to find out the amount that this movie made. I like wrote down a movie and then
$1, Bob.
And then I never wrote down the
Stoney.
This is bound to happen.
Yeah, it's pie payback, bitch.
I hope I can get good internet in here. It looks like it's all closed off and weird.
That is how you sound.
That's what you sound like.
Exactly,
mister.
How you sound.
It's not your fault. It's the acoustics are weird.
And also make everybody just the way your voice sounds.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure the word cell phone was in there.
What? Yeah, she said
something
about...
We should just guess what she was trying to say.
I think she was jealous that I can use my cell phone when the whole audience was told that they can't.
Well, so, you are on stage.
Well, clearly, they should all have the same privileges as the host of the podcast.
I know, right?
Wouldn't that make more sense?
Like, on Jeopardy, they should be able to ask questions as the show goes along.
Well, no. Who is Grover Cleveland?
I mean, give answers.
Like, who really was he?
Yeah, exactly. Box Office Mojo, I'm trying to type into the thing while I'm talking to you guys.
What other Clint Eastwood movies can we talk about?
I don't think I've seen a single Clint Eastwood movie.
I haven't.
You've
either.
Never seen a Clint Eastwood? What are you guys talking about?
What?
Look at us.
I don't think it's possible. What do you mean look at you?
He's a girl. We don't like that kind of stuff.
What about Space Cowboys? Did you see Space Cowboys?
That's the one you went to. Like, come on.
Holy shit.
Everyone loves Space Cowboys.
No, they don't.
Look, all the young people love James Garner, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, they love Donald Sutherland.
The working title of that movie was Old Assholes Go Into Space.
Yeah.
A space adventure. Ghost Protocol.
You haven't seen a single. I will
I don't
find.
Think so.
You've never
I don't
seen.
Think so.
Okay, you haven't seen Unforgettable.
I've seen like clips of Dirty
not
Harry
even
now.
The spaghetti
I don't like
Westerns
shooting in Denver
or
shit like that.
He has ones that don't have shooting.
Like what?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, I was like over the boxing trend at that point.
Oh,
but before that, she was super into the boxing trend.
Yeah, you should have seen me.
I guess I missed the boxing trend.
Rocky IV came out and everyone was like,
"Oh, we had boxing fever."
I just feel like sometimes it's just in my face too much, the ads, so I don't want
to
go.
You know what? It's okay to miss that one, but.
I know. I also heard she died at the end, so I was like, okay, cool.
Spoilers!
Oh, come on.
She does, though. First, she breaks her neck on a bucket. That's true. She breaks her neck on a bucket.
Oh.
And then she asks to... I'm sorry.
Whoa. No, that does make a little
it's
more
two
sense.
Two different things.
Well, but they have buckets in boxing rings.
Sure, little plastic buckets.
In the 40s.
Fall over when you hit them.
It was the stool, though. It was definitely the stool.
I liked that movie about the Depression, and there's boxing in that, and Renee Zellweger was in it.
Chicago?
No.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. I enjoyed that.
All right.
Not a Clint Eastwood film, Jen. Did you know that?
The what?
Not a Clint Eastwood.
No, but she's
not
talking about boxing
film, but now
movies.
Now I'm just going on
like.
Boxing.
All the boxing.
Boxing
fever.
Trend. Boxing Helena. She didn't like.
It's a very different kind of boxing movie.
Like Rocky. You know, everyone's talking about that my whole life.
Yeah.
You've never seen a Rocky movie?
I saw half of one.
And also your whole life?
Yeah.
You should hang out with different people.
These people are behind
I was
the
down
time.
You
I was
saw
always,
half of one?
Oh, I saw The Fighter. I liked that because of the Boston accents. That's way better than Million Dollar Baby, and I'll tell you that right now. And it's a true story.
I'll go with that.
Thank
okay,
you.
So watch The Fighter, not Million Dollar Baby. This has been Watch This, Not That, Jen Kirkman edition.
Thank you.
And thank you for stalling, you guys. That was a fun stall. I've got the number. I've got the figure. All right, and we'll start with Ken, and we need everybody to bid on what they think was the final box office tally for, in honor of my good friend Brian Posehn, who appears in the film, Dumb and Dumberer.
Wow.
It's
a little unfair if one,
my
of, us
best
was,
work.
One of us was actually in the film.
And Dumberer.
Can you tell us what year came out?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
I can't either.
How would that help you to decide how much it made at the
just
box office?
Just think about the economy and stuff.
She's
got to
figure inflation.
What the fuck? How much America needed to laugh. America really needed to laugh in 1996.
Right.
So.
But even more after 9/11, so I would factor that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is one of the best post 9/11.
Yeah, that was the best thing that came out of 9/11 was
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. It was all worth it.
Sort of a 9/12 movie.
Brought America's smile back.
We were like, we'll never laugh again. Then we saw Dumb and Dumber, and we're like, oh, we're laughing.
About it. We're not going to see it, but yeah. We're laughing about it. So, as Brian probably implied, it wasn't like a big hit or anything, but what do you think, Ken?
I'm still getting checks.
I feel like it was a medium-sized hit. 85 million.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was oh my God.
Jen, what do you think?
12.4 million.
All right.
Kumail?
I'm going to go 15.
15 million?
Million, yeah.
Kind of fucks over Jen a little bit. And,
well, she'd seen a Clint Eastwood movie.
Kurt?
I'm going to go 9.11 million.
Oh. What are you guys cheering for exactly?
Yeah!
What
Ask
do you
yourself
think you're
that.
Cheering for?
Never forget how much money that movie made.
Oh, my God.
Did you see they're giving free Slurpees out there?
Because
that's what I don't forget, 7-Eleven. Yeah. Brian, what do you think?
23.
Oh.
I was going to say
23 million, he says.
1,000.
Oh.
Who was in that one? Who was in Dumber and Dumber?
Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
I was going to guess 24.
And there were two dudes playing young versions of Jeff
Daniels. But they're actually good. They were really good.
They did good impressions.
Yeah, they did great
Eric
impressions.
Christian Olsen or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, who showed up in like guy. Cellular and yeah, some
yeah,
other
he's
stuff.
In Celeste
and he was
on a, Jesse Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a TV show and some other shit. And Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
Really?
Really beef. It was. He was in it.
Well, what maybe this was unfair because Brian knows more about this movie than probably anyone on the planet. And his guess was really close. Brian, you win. The total was 26.2 million.
I almost guessed 24.4, and I hate myself right now.
Oh, I wish you'd done that. That would have made you the winner instead of Brian.
You could have my dinette set.
Oh, thank you.
So Brian gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, and let's go ahead and pick some name tags, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa is right. There's lots of them in the crowd, and they had to walk them in through Bumper Chute security.
Can I have the Max?
There's
the
a lot of things
one?
You can't bring into Bumper Chute.
Thank you.
Kumail's already chosen one. The house lights came up. Hi, balcony. Probably not going to get picked. But thank you for coming.
Well, who's yelling
oh,
at me?
Oh, that is awesome.
Jeff loves boobies.
There's some big ones back there.
Shit. Am I the only one who hasn't picked one?
Yeah, pick one. There's got to be,
got
there's
a
gotta be
of...
one with a picture of a pie on it.
We don't have time for you to walk all the way over to him. We have to be done in an hour.
Oh no.
You were hitting your chest like you wanted to fight, but it looked like an injured bird.
Yeah.
I can't help the way I look.
It looked like a magpie.
Okay, Brian, who are you playing for?
Normsy.
Yeah, our he's buddy Normsy. He comes to the shows all the time.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of different fonts from famous movies.
Oh, that's cool.
He's you got Indiana
the
Jones,
the Monsters, Inc. font and the Ghostbusters font and
Fonzie.
Some other shit.
Kurt, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for MJ, and he has Moonrise Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and then something scratched off, and he gave me a pocket shot of whiskey.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Let's pass that around.
Getting into it right
Let's
now.
Let's get the whiskey going.
Because what do you want but a shot that was in somebody's pocket?
Yeah.
That's not bad whiskey.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
I didn't know either. Great job.
It's for the ladies.
It's for astronauts. It's like space
oh,
cowboys.
Oh, no, I don't put my mouth on that.
Want some whiskey?
I'm not going to suck on that.
More for us.
Shot pocket.
Nice.
Have you seen Jim Gaffigan's bit on Shot yeah. Pockets?
He loves to drink Shot Pockets.
Shot Pocket.
I can't believe I had a Shot Pocket for dinner.
He does 20 minutes on Shot Pockets.
I am playing for Max. Max to the Future.
Well
so
done,
back
Max.
Back to the Future. And it says Pete Holmes on the back for some reason.
Happens every
what
time.
What is happening?
People write on the back as a consolation prize.
Oh,
I will name a shithead
yeah,
for the
yeah,
people
yeah.
that don't win today. So don't, if it does say something on the back of yours, don't read it out loud.
Sorry.
Brian likes his.
Oh, you read it wrong.
So I hope Brian loses today, because as if it's that funny. And Jen,
not as
who
funny
you
as the one at Comic-Con.
Well, I want to say before you said Fonzie to him, which I think would be great if that was Fonzie's nerdy graphic designer cousin that never could really get a girl, Fonzie.
It's like a capital A.
Yeah. I'm playing for
Look
Jessica.
At that.
I'm playing for Jessica, and I won't read the back.
Okay.
And this is for Sean, I guess. It's a Shaun of the Dead thing. Is it Sean?
Oh, I retweeted that one today.
Very
it's
nice.
A good one. And Jessica, it brought a star. Did you say it's a Star Wars lunchbox? With
I wasn't sure. It looked
Darth
like Darth Vader.
Vader.
Yeah, Star Wars lunchbox.
You weren't sure that's
no,
Star
I knew
Wars.
It was. No, I knew it. Oh
Where?
Shit!
What's happening? Jen?
I knew it was.
Have you not
I knew
seen
it was.
Star Wars too? Like
no,
an
I saw
asshole?
It once when I was a little kid. I saw it once when I was a little kid when it's appropriate to enjoy such things, and then
Jesus Christ!
What?
Playing to the crowd.
Then I started getting laid, age 8.
Age 8?
Yeah.
You start getting laid?
Yeah, my neighbor would come over and fuck me.
Jesus Christ.
I'm yeah. kidding.
So he's your Darth Vader.
I'm just joking. I'm just toshing. All right, come on. I can't say anything. It's also a movie.
All right, we'll start with Brian. Mm-hmm. And then we'll... you feeling confident, Ken? Do you've heard the Leonard Maltin game before?
I have. I'm
okay. So then we'll move to Ken and Jen and Kumail and Kurt. And they're polishing off that shot pocket.
It looks like a packet of blood, but instead of blood, it's...
yeah, you guys are like vampires.
Yeah,
down at the blood bank.
It's nice right at the end when you have to squeeze it into your mouth.
Yeah, tough to feel like a winner.
Yeah.
Is it like body temperature? Is
oh,
it like
yeah. totally it's, body temperature.
It's that guy's body temperature. It's not just, it's a specific body
it's
temperature.
It's a person.
Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you squeeze it in your mouth.
Shot pocket, it's gonna move you.
Shot pockets.
Gets right to you.
All right, Brian, you get to pick a category. Would you like to choose between the following? We've got at Spellcheck, so Spellcheck spelled wrong, that's fun. Spellcheck suggested First Blood, and that's films in which a young girl becomes a woman.
Oh, Jen, it's what you were talking about.
Or...
And John Rambo's not in it?
Or I am Paul Bauer suggested The Devil Wears Nada, which is movies where Anne Hathaway appears nude. Yeah, or I'm sure you'll pick this one, Brian. The Bjorn Legacy, that's movies that have ABBA songs in them. So what's it going to be, Brian? First Blood or The Devil Wears Nada?
First Blood.
Okay.
What was the first one? Spellcheck?
They drew First Blood.
Someone named Spellcheck suggested this category, and I picked a movie from that category. The year, Brian, is 1976. Leonard Maltin gave it 2.5 stars. He calls it evocative, and he also says that later it was a stage musical. And... as always, audience, if you know it, don't yell out. Brian gets to bid. There are 9 names listed by Mr. Maltin and his minions. Out of 9 names, how many names do you think you can get it in? Brian, Posehn.
76.
76
no,
names
no,
is
no.
your guess?
8.
8 names?
Yeah.
Okay.
You seem very proud of your bid.
Not really.
Then we go to Ken Jennings.
Can I bid zero?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to do it.
You can, but let me help him out here. You can also go into negative names if you want to go. If you really want to make it tough on the next player.
Do you remove
make up names?
Where you go, if you say negative one names, you have to name the movie and the top billed person. If you say negative two, you have to name the top two billed people.
That's tough.
So you want to stick with zero?
I'll go negative one.
Oh. Negative one. Jen, what do you do with that?
So, oh, I have to name the movie?
Yeah.
Or, no. You person?
Or you can tell him to name it. And then
yeah.
Have
oh, yeah,
to.
You name it then.
Okay. So he has to name the movie.
I hope it's Carrie.
That's correct.
What?
And who's the top billed person in
it? I hope it's Sissy Spacek.
And then who's the second billed person?
I have to say the second? I said negative
one. Oh, you said one?
Yeah.
Okay, but who do you think the second one is?
Piper Laurie?
That's correct. And I love how, to this day, he still phrases it as a question. Piper Laurie?
What if I had just gotten Carrie, but not the negative one? What would have happened?
What?
If I had just said Carrie, but I didn't know the name, I would have lost,
yeah.
All right, so I feel good.
But you thought that's what it was?
Yeah, but I was confused by the musical. I didn't know that they had
Yeah,
done
they
that.
Made a musical out of Carrie.
Huh.
That's what threw me, too.
It didn't work out very well, that musical.
There was a sequel
that
to it,
that turned into just a
GWAR
show. Thank you.
All right, we'll start with Kurt this time, and then we'll head back in the other direction towards Kumail, so that everybody gets a chance to play. Kurt, you get to pick a category. Would you like In Theaters Ciao? And that's films that take place in Italy. Or In Theaters Now. I don't know why I pronounced it that way. That's movies that are in theaters now. Or our good friend photographer Liesl suggested, Honey, I Got the Skids, which is movies where somebody poops. Movies with a pooping scene.
Oh. Because that was like every movie somebody poops, it's just implied.
Yeah, you just never see it.
Not Sixth Sense. He doesn't poop.
Oh, he doesn't poop?
He's dead.
That's how he should have known.
That's how you know.
He would have found out. He would have found out he was a ghost when he tried to get a paper towel out of the.
There were no skid marks on the toilet
dispenser.
Roll.
The auto flush. He just keeps flushing while he's sitting there. It's terrible.
Why do I never go to the bathroom? Is it because I'm a ghost?
It's the only way he knows.
Which one of those would you like to play, Kurt?
Let's do In Theaters Now.
Okay, that's a popular one amongst people that don't think they're very good at this game.
No shit.
Wow.
Never seen a Clint Eastwood movie,
it's
guys.
So
that's unbelievable still. I'm sure you have.
It's so recent that he didn't give any stars yet. Leonard likes to keep those stars close to the chest. Doesn't like to help you out too much. But he writes kind of a long review, and he says, at the beginning of the review, he says, I don't know how a film this entertaining and expertly made can show up late in the summer. And then he also says, I think you'll have a great time watching this picture, as I did.
I don't know if that's grammatically correct.
It should be as me did.
As me did.
And then he lists four names. Just four names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Kurt?
How many names do I think I can get it in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say seven.
Four would be the most you could.
Yep, four then.
Do.
I'm going to go with four
All
then.
Right. He's going with four, Kumail.
I'll go with three.
Okay.
I'll go with zero. I can name it.
Whoa.
Zero names, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Now Ken Jennings needs to make a decision.
No, I can't beat that. I want to see her do it.
So he wants to see you do it.
Well, here's my logic. You kind of stopped reading. You said it was a long review, but a lot of stuff would have given it away. I know a very funny movie just came out that people are talking about. Is it The Bachelorette?
Jeez, what a guess.
It's not even out yet, is it?
That's such a very specific...
It's not even out yet, is it?
No, it's not out yet.
Everyone's talking about this movie.
I don't know. I keep hearing people scream.
Did you write it, Jen?
No.
I feel like you're really pushing this.
No, trust me, I'm not.
So it was Ken that challenged you to name it,
yeah.
And you failed to name it.
Sure.
So now is it me? Do I guess?
No, you. This is it. We got shut down pretty fast.
Well, can I guess then?
Please, for fun, sure.
I will say Premium Rush.
That's correct.
Wow. Holy shit.
I've never heard of that.
It's Premium
really?
Rush.
I don't win anything. What do I win?
Why are there only four cast members?
That's yeah, I don't insane. Know why he just lists four. He only lists...
Three of them are just bites.
He's getting old.
I was so excited.
He lists Jamie Chung, Dania Ramirez, Michael Shannon, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, we know where they spent their money.
Yeah.
I never heard of
it. Yeah, they didn't... I guess people that he's driving by quickly on his bike don't have lines.
Bang!
Hey, I'm driving a cab!
Hey, get
back! Door!
Do you notice in the trailer it's the same guy that tells Peter Parker that he's got to fucking
is that
hurry
right?
up? It's the same guy.
Yeah, it's...
He tells, you've got this thing and you got to hurry, you fucking asshole. Now get on your bike. Yeah, it's the same guy.
I see him at auditions all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. He's from The Daily Show. He's a very funny guy.
But it's the same guy in Spider-Man 2 that, hey, Parker, you got a half hour, you son of a bitch.
Is he in The Bachelorette?
That's all he does.
I don't know. I don't even know why I said that.
Tell people to hurry up.
Were you watching those movies lately?
What do you mean?
Like Spider-Man 2? Was that in your hotel room today?
No, why?
Because you were telling me about your hotel room being a little behind the times.
Oh, God damn it.
You're here with your kid.
Yeah.
You're hoping to see...
So we immediately get into the hotel room. We're, like, hoping that there's something recent, like Arrietty or, you know, something that he can watch on there. All the fucking movies are from 4 years ago. It's fucking insane.
But he doesn't know, right?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to watch Coraline and Nine and some other fucking bullshit.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Nanny McPhee, the sequel.
Nanny McPhee, I think the subtitle of that one, the second one was Nanny McPhee 2, The Mole. She's got a big dumb mole on her face. Anyway.
He just went from, excited to be in a hotel room to instantly sad.
Yeah. I bring my Xbox
up. So now he's watching Coraline and beating off.
I don't have a family or anyone in my life, so when I go to a hotel room, I'm instantly sad, too.
Wow.
You say your son is beating off? To Coral? Yeah.
Just stop motion.
Out of steam.
Just
right.
Just
a while.
I
bet it takes him 7 years.
So Ken is our winner, everybody.
I'm sorry. I screwed that up.
Yeah.
I should have just said it. For some reason, Premium Rush, I should have just said it.
I was on Premium Rush in 1999 at Comedy Central. That's a bad Premium
that's
blend.
That's such
joke.
A deep joke.
It's pretty deep.
That's a deep cut.
That's.
I don't really understand how I won, but I just said it I'm honored.
Because you challenged her to name it, and she failed.
And that was awesome
she
when I did
failed
that,
to name
remember?
It. Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
You didn't
so I
know
totally...
it. I know. Wouldn't that be great if that's how Jeopardy works?
I know.
You buzz in. I don't know it, Alex.
You win.
Let
you
these guys
it.
Give it a shot. Give me the points if they fail. That's how all good game shows work. But also, with five contestants, I thought, you know, oh, this is going to take a while. So I had to get into the game early. And then, you know, Ken Jennings had to live up to his reputation and just shut this shit down fast.
I just ruined your podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you
absolutely
you
ruined
the
it.
Thing?
You're
bonus
the first
round?
Guest to ever absolutely ruin the podcast.
Good night, everybody!
Wait.
I feel bad.
The game's over?
Yeah.
Let's do a bonus
just
round.
Two?
You just played at 2 points. And
we,
so
I have a paper. What if we do the jumbo or
we
something?
We did it already. I've got other games. We could play other games.
Yeah, let's do other games.
I'm not worried about that. But let's give the prize to the person it's due. What was the guy's name?
Sean Callahan?
Sean Callahan of the Dead. Come get your prize bag. And he probably wants his Sean of the Dead bag. That's cool. Well done, dude. Congratulations. Yeah.
My man.
That was nice.
Let me gather up the shitheads for later. Brian really liked his earlier.
Really sorry, Jesse.
It'll make you laugh.
Wow, look at all these signatures that are on this. Normsy's gotten a lot of comics to sign this thing. That is a good one. That did make me laugh. Okay. Fair enough. Oh, this is, what an audience. You guys all put your names on the back of the of the name tags. I'm very impressed. You want to play some ABCD's Nuts? Let's give that a try with our remaining minutes here in the podcast. This is a game, Ken Jennings, where each person...
I'm not like Charlie Brown. You don't have to say the full name every time.
I like... For some reason, I made a conscious decision today. I'm going to always call him Ken Jennings. Because I'm just so excited that it's Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings is here.
All
is
one
here.
Word.
And you, on what night are you doing your thing here at Bumbershoot?
Monday night, we're going to do a little trivia contest in the Leo K, on the other side of this very building. So Monday night at 7. So
you're doing a trivia. That would be like if Michael Jordan was like, hey, let's play one-on-one.
They don't play against me. It's not like a Royal Rumble or something. You know, one at a time, who's next?
Royal Rumble.
I read the questions.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and then, I'm sorry. Master.
Do you make, like, when people guess stupid things, you're like, stupid.
No.
Yeah, jeez.
I know that one.
Not Jeopardy material. I'll see you on Wheel of Fortune, maybe.
This game, Ken Jennings, goes like this. Normally we go through the alphabet, but I like to spell things whenever there's an appropriate thing to spell. So today we're going to spell Bumbershoot, and we'll let Brian go first. He's looking at me like, what the fuck is this game about?
No, how does it... What? Hmm?
All you got to do, buddy, I'll talk you through it. All you got to do is we're going to spell the word Bumbershoot, and all you got to do is name any movie that begins with the letter B, and we will be on our way if you can do that. And if you match the movie I wrote down ahead of time, you win automatically.
Oh, fine.
But please don't do that, because then we'll still have extra time that we'll need to fill with something. No, I got other games.
All right. So it's just say any movie that starts with a B.
I know, it sounds like it might be hard to do, but it... It's not.
Blood Simple.
Very good. And then now we go to, and don't, not you, audience. It's just between the players on stage. Then we go to Ken.
I know. Oh, it's me now?
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiven.
See?
Mr. Clint Eastwood.
That's right.
I had to start with a B.
Hang on, Jen. Let's go back a bit. So Brian said Blood Simple. My guess was Barfly. And then Unforgiven.
I thought it was called Barfly.
And then
okay, so now I do one with an M.
And then
it's
Ken.
An
and then Ken said Unforgiven.
He walked home
okay,
Barfly.
So mine is with an M.
Mine is Up.
Okay, so I do one with an M.
Yeah, an M movie.
Oh,
I'm sure we're gonna match. I feel really good about this. I'm concentrating.
I think the name of the movie I want to say, but I don't know it.
I think that's the
Madonna
only part.
Truth or Dare.
Was that what it was called?
I think it might be.
I think it was just Truth or Dare, maybe.
Okay, well, let me do another one then. Just come on.
Just come on, let me play. Put me in the game, Michael Jordan.
There are 100 movies, at least.
I'm blanking on a...
What? What's the letter?
M.
Oh. Yeah.
It could have been any letter.
Mother by Alfred Brooks.
That's correct.
Alfred Brooks?
I mean, that is
Albert
a movie.
Alfred Brooks. Albert Brooks.
That is a movie that begins with M.
The master of Jewish suspense,
sorry.
Alfred Brooks.
I just got off a plane. Albert Brooks, of course. Mother, no, that's not it.
All right, mine was Mad Max.
Okay.
Oh, well, then.
We go to B for Kumail.
Beauty and the Beast.
Very good. Mine was Being There. Kurt?
Electra.
Oh, my God.
I wish I'd thought of that.
You don't know Clint Eastwood movies and you know that piece of shit?
Definitely seen that.
You saw
definitely,
it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Electra. Come
it's
on.
Good?
No, it's not good, but you know, there's high heels and she kicks ass.
She's very attractive.
Yeah.
Eating Raoul.
Oh, sure.
That's what you thought he was going to say.
So porn movies are okay.
No, that was a regular movie.
I know
R to Brian.
Run, Ronnie, run.
Oh.
Can I guess what you wrote?
We should have matched that.
Can I guess what you wrote?
You can.
Roadhouse.
No.
Oh.
I wrote Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
Okay, we're back to Ken with S. Ken Jennings.
Saving Private Ryan.
Good one. I put Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
also Best Picture nominee.
And then back to Jen for H. Anything that begins with H. This is such torture for her.
This is hard. My brain doesn't work this way. I don't even know
which,
if this is a movie.
Which way does your brain work?
I'm not sure yet.
I bet Brian's kid could name a movie.
Havana Nights. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it a sequel to Dirty Dancing? Wasn't it called Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights?
Things pop into my head like Reverend Jim from Taxi. I don't even know how they...
Okie doke. All right, we go to... we're still on H because I'm not going to accept that. We go to Kumail.
Really?
Yeah.
Hellboy 2.
Was that the full title? No.
Oh. Oh, Hellboy 1.
That was too much title. I don't think they put a 1 on there, but they sure should from now on.
That's very cocky. So optimistic. Hellboy 1.
Electra 1.
That's like that movie, do you remember... Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a cocky title.
So, too cocky. Hoop Dreams. Hoop Dreams is what I thought of. Back to...
The Golden Army. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Well done. I wasn't even concerned about it. I was happily moving on. Kurt?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Orange County.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Colin Hanks, Jack Black... Colin Hanks.
Other humans.
Sissy Spacek's daughter, I forgot her name.
Jimmy Spacek.
There was a pool.
I bet Doug put brother were on.
Amanda
there
Pete?
There was a doggy.
No. That was, I'm thinking of Saving Silverman now.
It's O to Brian.
Outland.
Outland. That's a pretty cool movie. Sean Connery. I put Over the Top. Another O for Ken Jennings.
Oh, another O?
Mm-hmm.
Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot.
It's somebody saying it sarcastically. Ooh, Bumbershoot.
Is there really three O's?
Shoot.
Is there really three O's?
There have been two O's.
There's two O's, Orange County and whatever you said over
there. Yeah. Outland.
Yeah, we got our O's. Okay, so T.
Time Bandits, another Sean Connery.
Nice.
Movie.
Oh, yeah. Nice tie-in. I picked...
I would have gone with Time Cop, but that's cool.
I went with Top Gun. Yeah, speaking of Tony Scott, let's play a quick round of Build-A-Title, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only got an hour for the show. I can't believe we're playing all these games. This is awesome. And we're doing the Tony Scott edition. Who won that last round? No, or who were we left on? We were left on...
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings. Did the letter T, right? So
I
Okay, so we'll start with Jen on this this Build a Title, Tony Scott edition.
Okay.
The title, and you know how to play this game, right,
Jen? I'm not familiar with this one.
Okay, perfect.
It's a new one for me. Perfect.
I think you've played this before. You just have to add a title to, we're going to start with Man on Fire.
And then I add...
So fire something or something man.
But it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to have the word man in it too, or fire.
It
has to have start with
it
fire.
It certainly has to have the word fire.
Start with fire and with man.
Or starts with fire.
But what if there isn't a movie?
There is, yeah. Sometimes there's stoppers, but I wouldn't start you off with a stopper.
Okay, Man on Fire.
So think of a movie that starts with the word fire, and then say that movie's title.
All I can think of is Firestarter,
say it
man.
Out loud. There you go.
Wait, but I thought it had to end, the movie had to start with fire and then end in the word man.
No, it's or.
No, or.
Yeah. Either
oh,
or.
Okay, I thought you said
that's
both. You see why I thought that
game.
Was hard. But Firestarter, man.
So we have Man on Fire Starter, then we go to Kumail.
What do I have to do? Starting with Starter? Or everything okay?
Ending in Man or beginning with Starter.
Ending in Man or beginning with Starter.
Or Ter.
Superman.
Yeah. On Fire Starter.
Superman on Fire Starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kurt?
Superman on Fire Starter Terminator.
Yeah, Star Terminator is correct.
What is Star Terminator?
Why'd you slap me like that? That was so weird.
It was. I hit a weird spot on your.
It was weird. It kind of like rubbed off too.
Not proud of it. I think the sweat kind of left a
slap I've ever had. There's a little stain on my leg now.
Listen, I'm not proud of it. Can we move on? It was weird. I can still feel your knee on my fingers somehow.
I can still feel your legs. I can still feel your fingers on my leg.
It's like tingly. I don't know if we had a moment or the opposite of a moment.
I don't know. Either way,
I think we have negative chemistry.
It's adding up to a lot of moments, actually. You're giving Brian plenty of time to think.
Say it again. It's
Superman on Firestarter Terminator.
Mm-hmm. The Super. Starring Joe Pesci.
That's a nice try, but we eliminate the word "the" in this game. So.
Oh, you motherfucker!
Because the next person, what's Ken Jennings going to say that ends in "the"?
I don't give a fuck.
It isn't bands.
How about for me and Joe Pesci? He's in that piece of shit, right?
Yeah, he's the super.
Yes.
Yeah, can you think of something that ends with super? Or,
what if there's a movie just called that first word?
Like the movie Super, you mean?
That doesn't count.
Because you're not building anything. You're just sitting there looking at it. It's called build a title, not look at a title. You got anything, Brian?
Fuck.
Because you can kind of do the same thing that he did with Firestarter Terminator.
Yes.
You could kind of do something there.
On Firestarter Terminator 2.
There's more. There's more to it.
Oh, yeah, there's more.
The rest of the name of the movie.
Yeah, what's the rest of it? Full title. Don't say it in the audience.
You don't.
Terminator 2. Judgment Day. Yeah.
That was scaring me that you'd forgotten that.
I thought it was Electric Boogaloo.
Bubaloo, did you say?
Electric Boogaloo.
Terminator 2, Search for Curly's Gold.
That's Beat Street, too. Electric.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Break it.
Okay, Ken Jennings.
How about, Curly Sue per man?
Yes.
On fire,
yes.
Terminator.
Nice work.
Curly fucking Superman on Firestar Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Jen.
Oh, okay.
I think, is she out, though? Did she succeed last time around?
No.
Yeah.
Firestarter.
Yeah, Firestarter.
Oh, yeah, you did. She's making a face like, I'm so good at all of these games.
I got to the tournament of champions at one point.
Yeah. You did, yeah.
Now, if the movie is the word "the" in it, can we just eliminate it?
Mm-hmm.
Day after. So.
Day after what?
Day after.
I don't know if that's a
made-for-TV movie about...
Yeah, we don't do made-for-TV movies. And I think that was also... Wasn't that called something else? Was it called Day After?
There is a movie called...
That was about the nuclear fallout.
There is a movie called Day After, and then there's another word, and it's a very common phrase that people say it all the time.
Day After Today.
Nice!
Yeah.
That is it!
We have our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
We have no word for the Day After Today, so we have to say that.
Day After Today, that's correct. Thank you so much for playing.
You know what people are like?
One more round of applause.
What she said is the definition of the word we were looking for.
One more round of applause for all of my guests. Brian Posse, Kurt Braunohler, Kumail Nanjiani, Jen Kirkman, Ken Jennings, the Ken Jennings. Come back and see me, Bumbershoot, tomorrow and Monday. We'll have new guests every day. And as always, Dirty Harry is a shithead. JT is a shithead. Pete Holmes is a shithead. Denver, yeah! And Barbara Stanwyck is a shithead.
That's the one.
Oh, I forgot to plug my thing. Can I plug something?
Yeah, quickly.
The Indoor Kids video game podcast on Nerdist Network.
Also, I have a show at 6:15 at the other theater over there.
I have a show here Day After Today as well.
And the Day After Day After Today.
And the Day After Day After Today at 6 p.m.
All right, play that in theme. Do you have it? There it is.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in